Good afternoon. This is the Good Shepherd Podcast. Every week I'll try and address questions that are sent to me by email or on Sunday morning, and I'll deal with them to the best of my ability in 10 minutes in this weekly podcast. Today's podcast will be considering the question I was asked a couple of weeks ago: why do some Christians, namely Roman Catholics, pray to Mary and other saints? And the question is, could have a very long answer, but I'm not going to give a long answer. I'll give you a very brief answer, and then I'll provide some explanation. Well, they pray to the saints, they pray to Mary, because they would like the intercession of the saints. They want the saints to intercede for them. They want Mary to intercede for them and to provide for them benefits of grace from Jesus Christ. That's the simple, short answer. Why do they do that? Well, that's a lot more involved. First, we should make a distinction. Rome does not teach that it is proper or good ever to give worship to anyone or anything on this earth. The only person the only being who may be worshipped according to Rome is God Himself. So when you see Roman Catholics praying to Mary, they are not technically, or at least they don't think they are worshiping her. They're giving her, they're venerating her, they're praising her. They're certainly giving her, saying words that can sometimes be mistaken as worship, but that's not the intention anyway. Although I admit it can be confusing to see it from the outside. They do that because of what they believe or who they believe Mary was. If you remember, two centuries ago, I suppose, Rome articulated a doctrine, a new dogma, called the dogma or the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception. And that does not refer to Jesus' birth, as some Protestants always mistakenly believe. It refers rather to Mary's birth. Roman Catholics believe that Mary was born without original sin. She didn't have a sin nature. You and I are born with hearts and minds and souls that gravitate towards sin or oriented towards sin. Mary, Roman Catholic doctrine teaches, was not. Why? Well, because she was going to be the bearer of Christ. She was going to be the bearer of God incarnate. And so her soul had to be pure as a temple in order to hold Him. So she was born without a sin nature, and they believe that she never sinned. So the nature of her humanity, even though she was fully human just like us, is different in the sense that she, unlike us, was not infected with the sin nature as we are. And so many Roman Catholics address her as the second Eve. If you remember, we as Protestants agree and profess and confess that Jesus is the second Adam. He is the one who was born to reverse Adam's disobedience by living a holy, obedient life. And Eve was likewise born the second, or excuse me, Mary, likewise, Roman Catholics believe, was born as the second Eve to reverse Eve's disobedience by being obedient to the Lord all her life, and she was. Well, they believe she was. Now, because of her special place in God's redemptive plan, according to Rome, she also is given a special place in heaven. One that is exalted. She's called the Queen of Heaven. And that, along with her special relationship with Jesus, who, in accordance with his human nature, was her son, or is her son, means that she has an access, or a level of access to the Father and to the Son, the Holy Spirit, that we do not possess. And so for that reason, Mary's intercession is quite valuable to Roman Catholics. They ask Mary to ask the Lord Jesus for blessings and benefits that they believe they might otherwise not be able to acquire on the basis of their own prayers. Often you'll hear people compare their prayers to Mary or to the other saints as to prayers that we ask our friends and neighbors to pray for us here on earth. But it's not quite the same thing. Not quite the same thing. One reason why Rome teaches that prayer to the saints and prayer to Mary is good and necessary is because, well, for Mary, we've already talked about her special place, but for Mary and the saints in general, it's because they occupy or they have access to the Lord Jesus Christ that we do not have. And here we touch on a very core or key distinction between Rome and those churches that descend from the Reformation. For you and I, as Reformed or Protestant believers, when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we believe that the Lord, the Father, covers us with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. This righteousness is not something that we have earned. It's not something that is a part of us. It's not something that is infused in our soul. It is something that is credited to us or accounted to us. It covers us like a blanket. So that when God, the Father, looks at us, He doesn't see us. He doesn't see our sin. He sees the righteousness of His Son, Jesus Christ. It's an alien righteousness, not our own, imputed to us through the vehicle of our faith. And so when we pray, we have the same access to the Father that the Lord Jesus does. We pray through Jesus Christ, and when the Lord looks at us, He sees us as possessing the righteousness of Christ. And so prayer for a Protestant who believes this is as effective for those of us on earth as it is for those in heaven. Well, for Rome, that's not necessarily true. The process of justification works a little bit differently for Roman Catholics. They believe that one is justified through the grace of baptism. When you're baptized, whether you're a child or an adult, that you are infused with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You're not credited with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It's not an alien righteousness like it is for Protestants. It's a righteousness that is infused in your soul and with which you can either cooperate and nourish this grace until it grows and thrives, or you cannot cooperate. You can sin. And depending on the sin that you commit, you could either kill that grace off completely, which is a mortal sin. That's why they call it mortal, because it kills the grace of baptism. Or you can damage it, and you damage it through venial sin. But either way, you damage your relationship with God. Either, well, one way destroys it, the other way damages your relationship with God. So, if that's true, your access to the Father is hindered, or your prayers are hindered by your sin. And so intercession becomes very important. Because who are saints? Saints are those who have direct access to the Father and who are sinless. And you are not. When a Roman Catholic dies, if he's not in mortal sin, if he's in mortal sin, he goes to hell. But if he's not in mortal sin, he goes to purgatory, where his venial sin, the impurities of his soul, the damage that he's done to his soul through sin, is repaired, and his heart and mind and soul's purified, and he could be there for thousands of years. And then he progresses into heaven, where he is accorded the same righteousness as a saint. It's not accorded; it's given to him because he is as righteous as a saint after his sins have been burned away. And then his prayers are on equal, I guess, value as the saints are in heaven. But for the Roman Catholic living here and now, That's not true. And so intercession becomes a very important and necessary fact of the life of life for a Roman Catholic. So I hope you see now the need for some Christians, namely Roman Catholics, to pray to saints. And I hope you also recognize why, as those who hold to Protestant principles and who believe that the Reformation was a necessary correction to some of the teachings of Rome, especially this particular teaching, I hope you see why it's not necessary for you or I to pray to a saint. We have direct access to the Father through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It's credited and imputed to us. And it's on the basis of that righteousness that when we die, we will not go to purgatory. We will go directly. We will go directly to heaven to be with the Lord, as Paul teaches in Philippians chapter 1. Well, I hope this has been helpful to you. If you have any other questions about anything, either what we've talked about today or a question you'd like me to address in the future, please do feel free to send it to me by email. Lambeth, L-A-M-B-E-T-H, at flash.net, or you can call it into the church office, 723-8032, area code 607, for those of you who might be listening from out of state, and I'll be happy to address it in next week's podcast or a podcast in the future. Thank you, and have a great day.